Patient last name is R-E-E-S-E. Again, R-E-E-S-E. First name is Tyler. Date of visit is March 21, 2023. Next, so our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First off, it was in May of 2017. First of all, the patient was trying to move a 463L, again, 463L pallet with a crowbar, C-R-O-W-B-A-R. First of all, the crowbar slipped out, causing him to fall backwards and hit the back of the head on a metal object behind him. First up, he hit the back of the head against a steel railing behind his head. First up, patient tells me that he has severe head pain immediately. First up, patient had immediate blurred vision. First up, patient has severe ringing in the ears. So first up, patient become confused and disoriented. So first up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. So first up, patient tells me that he feel significant confusion for the rest of that day. Patient tells me also significant ringing in the ears for the rest of that day. He was not able to see well for the rest of that day. Since the event come, a patient tells me that has significant headaches. He would have headaches every single day. Mostly behind the eyes. Patient has light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. Patient also has significant forgetfulness. He has significant difficulty remember things. He would misplace things very easily. Patient is currently working as a recruiter for a contract company. Patient tells me that his headache is significantly affecting the way he do his job. Patient tells me that he will forget conversations. He will have to meet many people a day. Patient has difficulty to communicate at times. Patient has significant difficulty performing his job as a recruiter because he keeps forgetting what was being said. Patient also has significant headaches affecting his concentration at work. This marks the indication. Patient last name is T-I-M-B-O-E. Again, T-I-M-B-O-E. First name is Andrew. Date of visit is March 21, 2023. Tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. In December of 1999, a patient was in the West Point Academy. Patient was in the Army Boxing Championship match. Patient was in the Army Boxing Championship match. Patient tells me that he was fighting against a lefty. Patient lost the match very poorly. Patient tells me that he got hit many times throughout the match. As a matter of fact, he got head punched many times to a point that he does not remember. Patient has severe headache. Patient become confused and disoriented. Patient have change in personality. Patient denies any loss of consciousness. Patient had amnesia. Patient tells me that he was confused. Severe headaches and change in personality and amnesia for about 1 to 2 weeks after the match. Patient was evaluated at the local community hospital. It's called Keller Community Hospital. Patient was diagnosed with concussion. Patient had the cognitive resting and physical rest and observation at the hospital. Next paragraph, since the event, a patient has left a headache. Patient has left orbital pain. Next paragraph, patient currently is working as a family medicine physician for the Coast Guards at the U.S. Public Health Service. Patient tells me that his left head pain. His left head pain sometimes affects his job. This marks the end of the patient. MOCA examination. MOCA MOCA examination is 29 out of 30. Patient missed one on delay recall. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient last name is Zephyr. Zebra, A-F-E-R. Again, Z-A-F-E-R. First name is L-E. Date of birth is September 23, 1976. Date of service is date of service is March 19, 2023. Next step of date of birth is September 23, 1976. Next row of acute complaint, headaches and dizziness. Next row of history present illustration is tells me that he's been having headaches and dizziness for the last 1 year. First up, the headache is described as a round the head pain. First up, a patient tells me the head pain is intermittent. First up, however, it can get very severe. First up, it can get severe at times. So first up, patient also have dizziness and vertigo symptoms. So first up, patient described as a room spinning sensation. First up, denies any hemiparesis, any body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph, patient has a ringing in the ears. So first up, sometimes patient has a pulsatile ringing and also pulsatile headaches. So first up, nuanced headaches. So first up, impression number two, dizziness with vertigo symptoms. So first up, differential diagnosis, impression number three, ringing in the ears. So first time, we have a differential diagnosis. A differential diagnosis will include tension, headache, in your ear disorder causing vertigo and ringing in the ears, given the pulsatile tinnitus symptoms, I would also like to evaluate for a cerebral aneurysm, first up, other differential diagnosis also include intracranial lesions, such as a brain tumor, next paragraph of recognition, explain the vision of the developed differential diagnosis. Next of all, recommend patient obtain a brain MRI. To definitively evaluate for stroke. The brain MRI will also be useful to evaluate for multiple sclerosis. First of all, this marks the amputation.